in heaven, I just give you praise and honor. I realize that I am so inadequate and I am not much, but I offer myself in your presence right now, and I pray that you'll take over by your great mighty hand. It's so powerful, it's so wonderful. Just being around you is so spectacular. And glory, I feel the glory coming on my head right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I don't know how come you love me. But you do. It just overwhelms me. There's so many that's much better than I am. Much more that would know all more things than I know. Just to know nobody. Someone that can't even do left or right without your help. But I give you my all. And I pray that you'll anoint this little morsel that I have this night. As Jesus, you multiplied those fishes, you sent more bread. I pray that you'll do that to this one that's here this night. As you would anoint the speaker, who is no one, but you're all things. And I pray your divine glory would come and move in a mighty way. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers. I pray that you would release life, abundant life. I pray for the prosperity of the Holy Ghost to come down in a wise and great manner this night. And Father, I pray that you'd touch, heal, move upon those who you wish, that thy will be done. Father, I pray that you'd move in a mighty way. And Father, that you'd bind all hindrances, all unbelief. And Father, we pray that you'd set the captive free this night. Deliver them who are bound. Those that are oppressed, I pray for the freedom of God to be by your Spirit tonight, to be a revelation, strength, and power. Father, I claim the glory to come down. Make yourself real. Manifest yourself as only you can. And Father, I know it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And there's no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk up right before you this night. And Father, I feel for the people out there, and I feel the concern. And I pray that, you'd multiply this speaker who is nothing, but you're everything. And I pray for the prosperity of many souls this night. I pray for the liberty will come upon the hearts of those who are striving to do better, for those that want a closer walk. Father, I pray that you'd elevate them this night by the power of the Holy Ghost from heaven. I pray that those who have been bound by the powers of darkness would be set free this night. That you would liberate them, set them free. Oh, hallelujah, set the captive free this night. And Father, for those who are in tradition, I pray for all in tradition this night to be set free. The miraculous power of your Spirit be alive and real. We thank you this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. There's a mighty message here tonight that the Lord wants to get out, because I'm going to read this scripture, and it's in Jeremiah 29:13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. You know, the Spirit of God was dealing all day about this. He spoke to my heart about our president, that I could buy books, find people that would tell me all about him, and I could spend years at it, but until I had a first encounter with President hand-to-hand, I really wouldn't know him. I would know about him. I would not know the spirit that's in him. And every man, every woman has a spirit within them. That spirit needs a conductor. The Spirit of God wishes to be the God to be the leader. But if that spirit is not tame, that spirit goes unwillfully, not by their own will, but by the powers of darkness comes in to deliberately set them in the wrong direction. And they are set to place of, they become captive to the direction of the force that has them bound. And that's what we really need to seek. It says, that I might be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. All these are promises that God has given us, that he would set us free. God spoke to my heart to figure up time today. I've taken 1 hour a day for people who would give the Lord 1 hour. It's probably 10 times more than they've ever spent. The average first Christian doesn't spend 1 hour a day in his presence. But that figures up basically in 20 years, about one year. So that's not a very good tithe off of our, even at that much. So in 20 years, we get almost 1 year of time. Basically figures up as you take the hours and how much hours we spend. But I did this just to feel the need of the electricity of the Spirit of God, that we are trying to engage ourselves into Him, but we're trying to do it without not really knowing Him. We're doing it as a natural person come and know about someone, but you've never really had a first-hand experience with that person. How would you marry a wife or a husband, wife and husband, either way, unless you had a time of getting acquainted, a time of courtship? And that's the way we are spiritually. We need that time that we'll be acquainted with the Spirit of God, that we will try, that we'll seek for Him. And if we will seek Him, He shall surely be found in us. And that's what we really need to recognize, that if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's within us, He that's within the world. Back in the time of Jeremiah, it says, Jeremiah 33:3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not." Now this is the Word of God. It's not. This is not fake. This is the Word of God. God's speaking here. This Word is true. This Word doesn't lie. It doesn't cheat. It doesn't get to argumentative. It's the Word of God. It's absolutely correct. It's absolutely on time. It's absolutely by God's Spirit. And this day that we live in, we need to be realized that we have a Savior to look to. The Lord Jesus Christ, He came that we might have abundant life, but we need to really know Him. And He said in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek ye first, seek and searching or search similar, searching you search for something. You're spending all of your energies you have all that's in your own natural power to find what you're looking for." And then when you seek, get right together. Search, you seek. You seek diligently. You seek for that. And we need to search for God continually. God spoke to me by the Spirit of God that many people really don't know Him because they never ever searched for Him. They've read the Word of God and over and over and over. And there's even schools that the Lord told me today. I hope I'm not hurting feelings, but it's by the Spirit of God. Many people have learned this Word very well, very know this Word, but they still don't know in the operation of a first-hand experience. They don't really know God. They don't know the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the part that we need. It's His closeness. I could learn for years and years, which I'm not a very smart person, not very educated, but if I had time and I could go as long as I could even learn, I would not know anything about God. What would really help me is when it's in Him, which helps me. Being able for Him, and it takes away the pride that develops as we start growing because we think we're mastering something that no one knows about, so we're really high on the hill. God doesn't want us to be high on the hill. He wants us to be low on the hill. We're humility, and we walk in faith through God. We don't do any of these miraculous power for that God would have us to do, only through the power of faith in Him that we know that our Savior, God, Jesus, made a way that we could all do greater things. It said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son." Too many of us as Christians, we're shortchanged. We're not as high in the Lord as God would have us be. It's because we've went in for technical things in our knowledge. And our knowledge puffeth up. The Bible says knowledge puffeth up. But the Spirit of God brings life, abundant life. Knowledge has a way of argument. Knowledge has a way of testing the things that need to be tested. We need to have faith in God. God shouldn't have to show us things about why He wants us to do it. We don't need to know. God says, do what you do it. We don't have to say, we don't have to wonder why He's going to do it. We don't have to be as that suspicious person that we want to do it because He told us to do it. And we need to realize that He is
dressed us to walk in that kind of correction, that we would walk in the ability of His Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. And we see too many people have never learned this. Their whole lifetime they've spent, and they have read the Word of God. They read the Word of God daily, but they really don't know Him in up-to-date closeness as He wishes for them to have. If my people would call upon my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sin and heal the land. If we start doing this study in our own endeavor, in our own character, we're going to come up slack and lacking the things of God. God gives us a chance to move through Him. And when we try hard enough on ourselves, He sees us many times trying to push this cart out of a mud slick path that can't be moved in ourselves. God, by faith, does the impossible, and it goes out without your even help. God's supernatural. He's there to bring splendor. He's there to bring joy. He's there to bring forth peace. He brings forth the miraculous that you can work for God and believe that He's going to do great and mighty exploits to those that call upon His name. And that's what we need in these last days. We need the folks, and we need brothers and sisters in the Lord that will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart. And they don't have to go out and be shown. They don't have to be seen. But they believe because He's real. He has made Himself real. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. And you walk upright before God, that means you're going to walk in faith. Obedience is better than sacrifice. This day the Spirit of God was telling me that many of His people walk in sacrifice. Everybody, the Lord spoke to me this day, and it's correct. Most people are walking in sacrifice because they don't do it right. They sacrifice. Well, this will please God. God don't want all those things. He just wants you to have an encounter with Him. Then He does the driving. You sit back and you enjoy the scenery. You enjoy your life toward heaven. You sit back and let God take over. You let God do the leader, and God will bless you. He will throw you, move upon you as only He can, and you will feel His glory within you. You will feel the splendor, the calling from heaven, and He shall anoint you. He shall shepherd you. He shall protect you. He will guide you. But this old way of us have to know about God and trying to search for Him in our own feeble minds is foolishness. It's like the day of the Tower of Babel. The men tried to build a tower to heaven. And that's the way we try it. We can work feverishly. We can put all of our strength in it. And it's no avail. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Can't us, as our dead heads, receive this? But we don't receive it. We say, well, if I go over here, this place, because the Lord spoke to us so clearly today about this. We want the applause of our brothers and sisters. We want them to say, oh, brother here, or brother Clint, or brother Freedom, or brother somebody, whoever you are, He wants you to have all, or don't you know the wonderful scriptures? And this becomes a false idol. It becomes a power of darkness. It starts growing in our heart. And pretty soon we're going to be closed to the Spirit of God. And pretty soon we'll be walking in ourselves. And when this becomes an impure offering, as Cain and Abel, they had to give the offerings. We have to offer our sacrifice daily. And that's why we have to have a pure heart. We have to have a pure endeavor. And out here, I don't care who you are in this world, you cannot do it. Pastors, you can't do it within yourself. I don't care who you are. I was at a table today, and these Christians were talking. Well, you know, this pastor, they only does it in these things, but there's walking, there's living the flesh. The Spirit of God is the factor that we can't seem to get together. We can get our ABCs together. We learn everything. We make things to go to the moon. We fill cars that will run. We fill planes that will fly. But yet we can't get this in our dense head. Hallelujah. God wants us to realize that He is God. He is our Father. He wants to love us as His children. That's the bottom line. He wants us to love Him as His children. He is God. He is our loving Father. He gave Himself, His only Son, for our Savior. And we don't receive it. We get it all mixed up in our own minds. We want to show off how many we can have in Sunday school classes. And we can brag about how many we save, how many get saved. But how many makes heaven is the bottom line. It's not everyone that starts, but he that finishes. He that taketh up his plow and plows straight ahead and looks not backwards plow, well, shall have everlasting life. He will have everlasting success in the glory of God. We need to realize that God be for us, who would be against us? But we're sabotaging our own works. We're sabotaging our ways that God said, hey, let me help you. Oh, no, I don't need your help. Our Sunday school department's doing real good. And we got this pastor, he just preaches on these little old things, and we love to hear him preach, but there's no spirit. If this is touching anybody of you out there, it should touch you, because you need to have the anointing. The anointing talks about it shall break forth the yoke, Isaiah. The anointing shall break forth the yoke, and the anointing will set the captive free. The Corinthians, it says, the word of God is powerful and sharp, the two-edged sword, and will do the will of God. If we invest our time in the Spirit of God and seek for God and search for Him diligently, God will make Himself real to us, that we will not be washed up. We will not be incapable, but He will make us more than conquerors through Him which loved us. There will be God's delight to touch you, His delight to anoint you, to shower you, to protect you, to limit you. There will be no limits upon you. Many of God's people have limits because they've made these limits in themselves. They limit that God can't move within them. And any time we limit God, we're in unbelief. God wants to do miraculous in the hour that we live in, but He finds people that cannot believe. I went the other day to pray for a person, and nothing could happen. The Spirit of God just told me, He says, well, it's too much unbelief. Jesus said the same. He could do little among His own because of unbelief. Unbelief will take what you have. We need to get it together while we still got time. God's coming soon. The climate is changing. The elements is changing. Rain comes where there's never been rain. All these things are changing. God says, look up, your people. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Cannot you see, old man? Cannot see, old lady? Cannot you understand that I'm coming to the clouds of glory? I'm coming very shortly. And I say my Spirit is the only thing that will keep you in conduction with the Spirit of God. It will conduct the work that needs to be done within you through the Spirit from heaven. And I shall guide those ones. I shall direct them, and they shall be my child, and I shall liberate them, and they shall be my son, and they shall be my daughter, and I shall set them free. And those that they will go out and touch, I will minister through them in a mighty way. But I say, my people, I look, I find very few that's found that place. And I say, they condemn those that are seeing like here tonight. They condemn them. They make judgment. They bring great condemnation against any people that would walk in my Spirit. They've got everything figured out within their head. And it's not by their understanding. It's not from me, but I guarantee you it is from me. They need to realize at that day when I come to the clouds of glory, they'll find their denomination is washed up. They'll find that what they have and those things will not carry them through the times of trouble, through times of hard times. But I say, if thou shalt know my Spirit, walk in my liberty, I am the Lord thy God, shall set you free, and I shall climate you for whatever situation you see day by day, and ye shall be ready, and you not be afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, will have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love and a sound mind. And for those who will come upon me in that way, I shall direct them, and I shall set them in a mighty course from heaven. And their eyes will not even face the things of this world. They will no longer look at the things that draw others down. I say, my people that's called by my name this day, look at the things of this world. And they have seminars. They have great challenges. They have great debates. They have great arguments and things about what's going to take place. But I say, they still don't know my Spirit is the answer to all conditions on this earth. Man is not fit to condense any opinion on what's going to come forth. Even their might, even their greatest philosophers cannot do that. I, the Lord thy God, can choose a nobody that's nothing, and I shall use him for those who will come in that way. I shall put my glory upon them, and I shall instruct them, and I shall anoint them, and they shall be my child, and I, the Lord thy God, shall move in them a mighty way. But I say, my people cannot understand this that are called by my name. I say, do not you hear, I say, call by my name. But I haven't called them that. I say many will say, have not we done many wonderful works? Have not we cast out devils in thy name? Haven't we done all these wonderful things? Haven't we seen many saved? He says, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. God wants a wonderful people. People that are walking by faith, walking not in criticism, not walking in debates, not walking in the election of mortal men, but walking the liberty of my spirit. Through those, they will do great and mighty exploits, even though many don't even understand it. They would not know it if they see it. But my people that will come close to me in this last day, I will choose them a mighty hedge, and I shall put forth them a mighty protection, and I shall liberate them from the captive of the enemy that would come against them, and I shall set them free, and they shall walk with my prosperity in these last hours, and they shall feel my joy. They'll feel my peace. They will feel my direction because they have searched for me. They have sought me. And for those, I will use them in a mighty way. And I shall touch them. And I shall reward them mightily. Even in this earth, I shall reward them. And I shall give them peace like a mighty river. And I say that peace will never dry up. I say the peace that the natural man have will dry up very shortly. And there will be no peace. They will cry for peace. And there will be no peace. They will cry for miracles, and there will be no miracles. They will cry for things to take place, and they will not come place. I am the Lord thy God, have chosen this day that my people might come out higher. My people might come out from among them, that my people might be a separated people, a holy people, not an education of the world, but having my glorious glory upon them, that I am the one that moves upon them. But I say, this seems to be impossible with many of my beloved. For I wish for my beloved to all be saved. I want my beloved to be there at that day. I don't want to lose one. The son of tradition would come, but he has come like a power. He's come to set vengeance on my beloved. But I say, that does not give my beloved a license to go off and do what he wishes for them to do. For I have given them power to they abstain the forces that he comes against, that I shall bless them. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Lord, and I, the Lord thy God, shall cover them with my protection. No evil shall fall them, nor plague shall come nigh under thy dwelling. For I, the Lord thy God, will choose them and use them in a mighty way. Come to me this day, seek for me, and ye shall surely find me. And I say, many, many, many are going after false accumulations, false earnings, false. Many people would not put their money in a bank that had no return. But I say, many of my people are making investments in things that are not going to stand up. Investments that are not going to live through the times to come. But I say, those who invest in the Lord thy God and have him to promote them to walk in thy spirit, they will be from Kamashila. I, the Lord thy God, will move upon them mightily, and I shall help them, and they will not have to be afraid, for I shall deliver them, and I shall keep them, saith the Spirit of God. God is not slack concerning his promises. God's here to bless the people. But you know, you think, is this too hard for God? Why wouldn't God want to run his works? I think there's a great plus in it, personally. I found out as a mechanic, I did it as a mechanic. Not many people knew it, but I never got in troubles all the time, and he was my leader. I didn't get in trouble with my employers. I didn't get in trouble with the employers that my people that I was working for worked for. We didn't get in no trouble, for the Spirit of God is great. The Spirit of God is not a troublemaker. The Spirit of God is an easy one. He will look out for you. He will keep you. He will protect you. He's always ahead of you. He will help you through the times of decisions. He will help you through the times of costly invasion for the enemy. He shall keep you from straying from the liberty that God, the Lord thy God, has given thee and chosen thee for a leadership to a blessing. But he is able to support you and help you when you need it. You need the Spirit of God. I believe that God's Spirit is wonderful. I know it is. He is precious. I'm going to close tonight, but out there in this night, if there's those who need help this night, call upon God. Call upon Him. And God will deliver you. He will set you free. The anointing of God is the power. And if you're going to some place that's dried up, go get away from it. Get the Spirit of God into your heart's life. We need the Spirit of God. You need the climate of God. You need the testimony of God. You need the greater He that's within you. He's within the world. You need that blessing from heaven. You don't need to walk in condemnation no longer. You need to walk no longer in fear, but walk in the joy of the Lord. Walk in His power. Walk in His faith. And God shall deliver you. He will set you free. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the glory tonight. I'm going to quit, but God's here to enable you. God's here to bless you. God's here to bless America this night. God's here to save you. God's here to move mightily. And if you have a need this night, God can heal you this very night in the room right now. If that need is, put your hand upon that need and pray that God, well, as I pray for these needs right now in Jesus' name, I claim the healing touch from heaven. Believe with me and you shall be receive healing. Through faith, God will enable you to be healed this second. And for those who's in doubt, God wants to set you free. For those in fear, God wants to set you free also. Whatever need is, God will help you by His power, the Holy Spirit from heaven, that God has a force from heaven that He gives us the Comforter, which is the Spirit of God. God's here to enable you that you might walk wisely in these last days. You will not be afraid, but you walk in His promises, in His presence. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And you can walk in that, believing He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. God bless you, wonderful people. God bless you. I love you. I love you. God loves you. God loves you. I feel different when I come in. I feel different. I hope you feel better out there too. God is wonderful in me. I didn't even feel, I felt like an old sad sack. But God's not an old sad sack no longer. And I'm here to share with you that God is real. He is a perfect one, and He wishes to that perfect perfection to be in you, to help you through life's journey. God bless you, heart. God bless you. Stir you. Fill you. Thrill you. Excite you. In the love of God. I feel the glory of God in a mighty way this night. Our Comforter is here. The glory of God is here to bind the powers that has you, that you might be freed from the darkness has gripped in your hearts. And stay away from those things that bring those costly mistakes. Many, many people have plans for man, and those plans fail. You need the plan of God. You don't need that old plan no longer, that man's plans. Man's plans will erupt in your face. They will bring corruption to your soul. You'll have no freedom. You'll have no joy. And many of you, I'm speaking to you this very moment, that's speaking to where you are. You have no joy. You've lost your concern. You're lost. God wants to set you free. Give you a new motivation, a new blessing. And we thank you this wonderful night in the wonderful name of Jesus. We hope to hear from you, and I pray for the worldwide to be touched this night where the need is. I pray for our troops in Iraq. I pray for our presence. We pray for this nation. We pray God bless America. We pray for the liberty this night. And we thank you this night. We thank you, Father, for your it touch, the glory. I feel the glory here tonight. Father, I feel the healing touch, healing water of Gilead going pouring down on hearts from this very moment. Lives have been healed. Hearts is going to be touched where the heart of God is being poured out this second by the Spirit of God. You need that touch. Receive it with gladness and God will bless you forevermore. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing like God's goodness. Nothing. There's nothing. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing that compares with the glory of God. I'm an old washed up misfit without God. But with God, I can do a little something for Him. And I'm thankful that He's given me a little bit to do. And I pray that God will bless you. I pray a little bit of what I'm doing will rub off on you this night. And God will touch you, electrify you, bring joy unspeakable to your glory. And I pray for your children. I pray whatever the need is for your husband, your wife. I pray for family this night. I pray that the families will be come back in one heart, what God sanctifies the man through marriage out there. Those out there this night that are not married, you need to have God's sanctification in your life. You know, your prayers are not going to be answered until you join together in holy matrimony. It's God gave it, and He wants that to be kept in order. His church still needs to be clean. His church needs to be in order by the Spirit of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, people. Oh, I love you, Lord. Lord, we hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory is coming down. The glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's revivals here. Revivals here. The Spirit of God is here to electrify you, to touch you. Oh, quench not the Holy Spirit. Quench not the things of God. The enemy has quenched these things too long, and there's many of God's servants have quenched the Spirit also. And it's a heavy, hard thing to come against the things of God. God wants to set you free this night. Take care of your life. Take care of your spirit. Don't go against the Spirit of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Vitally. Hallelujah. I don't have a quitting place, but I'm going to quit anyway. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Wow, glory. Wow, I'm not the same person. Hallelujah. The glory of God. Wow. Boy, I feel the electricity of God all over me. Praise God. God's wonderful.